Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn. And as always, for our upcoming events at the Chamber of Commerce, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And I know we have our big annual Tabletop Expo coming up on the 18th over at the Doubletree. So stop on by. We'll have 42 booths set up around the Doubletree. You guys here at the radio station. Rebecca,
hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well, Jack. Thank you.
Well, you know, I always walk by your desk, and today was like, you know what? I had a late cancellation, so I just grabbed you to say,
<Why not? laughs>
come on in and do the interview. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. How long have you been at the radio station?
I've actually been here for just 2 years.
Okay.
For Four Corners Broadcasting. But yeah. I've been in PR and marketing and sales since I was 13. So
really? So only like 5 years ago.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, and then you also were in the Durango Voice.
I was. It was fantastic.
Now, didn't you win it?
No, I didn't win. Oh. I won People's Choice, which is what I was going for.
Yeah.
But, that's the fun part.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was a fun experience for
it
you?
It was a lot of fun, yeah.
So have you taken that and done more with recording, things of that nature?
A little preoccupied with a radio station my job.
Oh, you have
but
to
yes.
pay bills.
Yeah. Funny how that works. Yes, Durango is a great place to be, very interactive, but definitely expensive. So.
Yeah.
We all have to keep our day jobs, as they say in the music world, too.
Absolutely. Well, you know, speaking of, keeping day jobs and everything. So I've been doing this radio show, I've been in this job 10 years, so maybe 9 years or whatever. I started doing it right after I took this job. Used to do a radio show called Hawk Talk when I was at Fort Lewis. And then when I became the chamber director, I said, what about Chamber Chat? We'll just kind of continue. I know radio works. I have
Absolutely.
A media background, and I'm not just saying this because I have you in the studio, but I have a lot of people coming up going, I heard you on your interview. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, why do you think people should utilize radio to kind of get their message out there?
I think that radio has been around long enough to hold its own solidarity.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best cheerleader that you can have for your pre-existing marketing strategies, which is fantastic because you can actually put a personalized voice
right.
Whether it's your own or somebody from the station or you hire a voiceover professional, most radio stations provide a group of people who can do that with and for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it puts a personalized touch and a personalized voice to the message that you're already getting out there.
Right.
And with the digital world being a huge asset for everything, your website, your Facebook, even if you're still doing print ads and things like that, it's just a really nice way to back up and keep that message rolling.
And I would assume that, you know, if you're doing something on radio, as you mentioned, you can dovetail that and social media and
Absolutely.
Other platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So when you approach the sale, because there's so many different things that people can do. I mean, you've got a variety of radio stations, you know, and different. Do you guys share production work? Is that something that is allowed?
As far as with other radio stations,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Because honestly, you know, our motto here is that all radio is good radio.
Oh,
and
sure.
So it just depends on what your marketing objectives are and who your audience is. So if you know that your audience is dedicated to one particular listenership on that particular station, go
mm-hmm.
for it.
Sure.
You know, and you have to be smart and play your cards right. So there's a lot more to marketing than what people think. It's not just, you know, this
Shotgun
fluffy
yeah.
last minute, oh, let's get some extra PR out there. You are actually carrying your brand more than just your handshake and your word of mouth from
right.
person to person. This is a living, breathing entity that you really you have to feed it.
Yeah.
You know, and radio is a great way to keep that fed because it's that classic subliminal message that is really reinforcing a trust and relationship with your customers and your clients, whether they are current or you're looking to gain a bigger audience and a bigger customer base.
Sure.
You're getting that out there and it's almost like a virtual handshake.
Well, you know, what I really like too is that, you know, in the smaller markets, you know, in Durango, even though we have, you know, someone might have satellite radio or, you know, they're pumping mm-hmm. in their, you know, Bluetooth from their phone, all this technology out there, I still will listen on my way in to work to Chad, you know, and what's
right.
between the rabbit ears, you know,
exactly.
and things like that, because I like that local and I mm-hmm. love the fact that you guys have local news.
Yeah. It's fun. It's interactive. It's very informative. And honestly, because we are live and local in this area and have been since 1935 with
right.
our KIUP station,
yeah.
you know, it's a great way to find out about local events. So just like you can send someone to your website for a whole list and the details, you know, when I first moved to the area, I found the first four family events that we went to together on the radio.
Really?
And it was great. I was introduced to my community firsthand. We got to experience the farmer's market type stuff.
Right.
It was even in the shoulder season too. So to be able to be just launched into this interactive community right off the bat, it felt amazing.
Well, and you have different stations too, because you have different formats. What are the stations here at Four Corners Broadcasting?
So we have Radio 101, which is 101.3 on your dial.
Okay.
And that is our adult contemporary station. So you get everything that's familiar, top charts, but it's not something that you haven't heard before.
So let me ask you with that, because I've noticed in, you know, Chad, since he kind of, you know, took over the morning show, the music's changed a little bit, you know, and I've heard songs that maybe I hadn't ever heard before when you mentioned, but I was familiar with it going,
this is,
you know, Dave Matthews or whoever it might be. It's kind of, you guys have changed it up a little bit.
We like to keep things refreshed, but again, it's their artists that are familiar, and so it's not ever going to be something that you don't feel like you can connect with. You know, so you have a bit of the classic, you have a bit of the new, you have a bit of the in-between, something like you said, that you had never heard an artist do.
Sure.
Sometimes even on Sundays, we have a cover song section, so you'll hear one artist cover some other artist's song in a way that you probably haven't heard, which is also nice and refreshing.
And what I also enjoy is on 101.3 is just the different contests throughout the day. I mean, you know, you got Chad and Chad. So you got Chad Hare in the morning and Chad Byers in the afternoon, right?
Yep, exactly.
And so, but they're always having their different contests, whether it's sports trivia or, you know, Between the Rabbit Ears or I think even
a
do
new one. Link the Lyrics is
Link
is
the
now.
Lyrics. Well,
yes.
What is that one?
So that's going to be where you hear a portion of a song and then you have to call in and finish the song line. Now, you don't have to do it karaoke style, though.
Right.
We definitely encourage that. It's
going
to be a lot of fun.
Well, you kind of do when you hear the song.
Right. But. You want to sing it. And in fact, because, again, music is so subliminal, you probably would do better with the lyrics should you be singing it.
So you start singing Just Another Manic Monday or whatever, right? You know, whatever it might be. Now, when is that on?
I think today is actually the very first debut of that program. Yeah,
oh, how
and
fun.
Of course, with each of those games and programs, we have great prizes from our sponsors.
Right.
And so it's not just an opportunity to get competitive, if you will, but to win some really nice prizes from local restaurants and stores. Yeah.
So you mentioned the sponsorship, and I know with our Look Local First campaign and Buck, we have sponsored some different things over the years. One of them was, I think it was the Christmas when we were, you know, actually at Santa Rita. And I said, yeah, we want to sponsor the Project Merry Christmas. We did a blanket food drive and toy drive down at the old location. I backed off because of our, you know, kind of we're an orphan now, waiting for our new building. But sponsorships, is that something that you can sit down and work with a client and actually say, what are your goals? What are your objectives? And let's see if we can't come up with something.
Yes. And to be completely honest, every single time that one of our sales reps, and we consider ourselves marketing consultants, we go out and we actually come up with a tailored program for each of the advertisers that would include sponsorships of either a fixed position program on the station, special events such as the Project Merry Christmas, and it gives them the opportunity to be face-to-face, you know, just like how exciting it is to meet your DJ that you hear all the time and you call and you talk to them.
Right.
It's the same thing. You want to go to these businesses and say, oh, you're the proprietor or you're a direct representation, a representative of that particular business. And this is your community outreach. This is the way that you want to tie your business back into this area, into this community.
So I had squirrel syndrome, just because I want to bring it back, because I asked about the formats. We talked about KIQX and 101.3, but you also have country and
have
talk,
country,
which is on there.
So what
are those formats?
We actually have four stations, so don't forget Montezuma County. So we have KRSJ, your brand of country with our own DJ Bear and now Unique. And it is modern and classic country.
Okay.
So, and there's also programs that are on there like the Chronicles of the Old West, where you get stories and you get, you know, a little bit of history from some of these artists, some of the lyrics that get explained. So it's a little bit more interactive than just music
coming up,
you know?
Yeah.
But then over in Montezuma County, we have DeCrow Radio, and that's a little bit more of an album rock station, meaning that there's a bit more of that rock feel and more music than any of the other programs.
And where can we find that on the dial?
Well, that would be 96.5 in Cortez and 93.3 up in Dolores.
Okay.
It is a little bit more specific. It's
so
a smaller wattage, but it's it's definitely very local. Our own Ray McDonald is our station manager there, but he also covers all the local sports.
Okay.
With a passion. So
now also you have KIP or ESPN, which this is broadcasting on.
Yep.
And
it
and
was the
sports
very
talk.
First radio station in Durango, 1935.
Yeah, and former President Gerald Ford, kind of Fordstone,
absolutely
owned it then. There's a picture, actually. You know, so here's some trivia, and I think you probably know this, but I met my wife when I was running the television station. She was a sales rep here.
And I didn't realize that.
You didn't realize
No,
her.
I didn't.
She's on your photo out front. Did you know that?
I saw that.
Yeah.
I just didn't realize.
She used to work here and work with Kim for years and years and years. And we met via through our media connections. And and 20 years later, we're still together.
See, and that just goes to show that different media goes hand in hand, right?
Yeah.
It's like the right hand, left hand, they shake.
Yeah, the bad hand, you know, my brace on here. But yeah, it was one of those really cool things.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, a love connection can occur in radio.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And keep it going.
I guess it's still a love connection. I'm in so much trouble. So now if somebody is interested and says, all right, I just want to learn about it. I mean, when they call in, you guys aren't going to like hard sell them or whatever.
Not at all.
So explain the process. If somebody's listening and says, all right, I want to call, should pick up the number 259-4444, gets to the main number, and they say, I just want to learn about all the different options. You
Absolutely.
Guys will go in and work with them?
Yes, hands down. And again, it's not ever a hard sale. We are your cheerleader. So that actually means that we have to, first step, learn about you and your business.
Okay.
Because in order for us to understand what might or might not work with your business, we have to find out about it first.
Sure.
So,
And you guys also have, I know, maybe too late right now, but I know you have like the Rockies and you don't you have Avalanche, Broncos all those
we
options.
We cover all of the local and state sports, especially on ESPN. We have syndicated programs there. So anything that you're going to get on ESPN, you're going to hear there.
Right.
You know, so it's there's all kinds of stuff.
So what's the biggest success story? Because I know when I one time was in advertising, marketing, sales, there were a couple times when I was like, someone had said, I cannot believe, what did you guys do? I launched this campaign and next thing I know, it's just the doors, the cash registers ringing, things of that nature. Do you have any of those success stories?
I can't speak for anybody but you know my own stuff. But yeah, when JP Tire recently sold to Treadworks last year and they're based out of Farmington.
Right.
And he kind of came up with this idea of, I'm not quite sure where we want to go with this and how much we want to spend, but I want it to be personal. I want it to speak to the people who are actually there in Durango. And, you know, what can you throw at me? And I brought my little girl into the studio.
Aww.
And we live on a dirt road. And so tires are always a big concern. And we put together an ad that really showcased a little girl's worries of rain and being washed away on a gravel road.
Aww.
And we did this whole spiel. And when it came back, he said that they could not keep those tires in stock.
Oh, that's
Other
awesome.
People started finding out that they sell batteries for literally anything. Lawnmowers, snow blowers,
cars. I didn't even know that.
Exactly. I didn't either, even when I did the ad.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, there's elements of getting to know more about that business, even when you walk through the door for a different purpose.
Yeah.
And it was just not only effective, but it was fun. It gave that very personal touch. And then people actually started getting to know the counter people and your mechanic and all of that on a personal level.
Well, and it's about trust with vehicles.
It is. Well, in general, you want to know that you are going to be taken care of when you walk through a door of a business, no matter what the business is.
Right.
And if you can shake hands again, virtually with somebody before they get there, you've already broken down the first wall.
Sure.
Once they start a conversation and they get that follow-up of the same type of presentation, you're in for life.
Now, in your sales group, what do you have against guys? Because there's no guy. I'm kidding you.
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing.
You got a guy DJs over here. Yeah, I just always walk through the sales department. And I'm like, there's no guys in this, you know? What the heck, you know? Which is nice.
Had Scott for a while, and then he went off and got married.
Go figure. So, all right. So, if somebody wants, I'm going to let you give a plug. If someone wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
That main line is great because there's more than just me here. We are all team members. And so if I'm not available, somebody else is. And our bottom line goal is to make sure that we can get all of our bases covered and make sure we answer all those questions.
Right.
So yes, 259-4444. That's Four Corners Broadcasting. And that will get you all four of those stations.
Okay. So, and then you can just, you know, hook me up with a sales rep.
Absolutely. Lynn is at our front desk and she'll get you to the right person.
Well, I don't know about that.
Bottom line. Yes, she's our glue. What are you talking about?
Giving each other a bad time. And then Kim, you know, Kim's been here for like 80 years. I'm kidding. You look at you. I can say that and get away with it. So, okay. Kim, if you're listening, we love you. And you've been. She has been here for, I want to say, 30 years. I mean, she's been here a long time.
And she's very dedicated. And she loves what she does, and she's very good at it.
A lot of wonderful history. Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for letting
me. Thank you for having me.
Grab you and be my guest on Chamber Chat. Now, get back to work.
Fair enough.
All right.
Take care. You've been listening
to Chamber Chat. Sending it back to the studios and check out DurangoBusiness.org or your website
is RadioDurango.com.
All right. Have a great day.